your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Live from the phantom shores of the Hudson River, my name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken the dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me as we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio. Each and every week we unveil the different shades of you, the different shades of me, until we all vibrate the same frequency. It's a crescent Cancer moon out there, my emotional Cancer sign, and we got a good, great guest lined up. I just met him the other day, and I'm finding a little bit more about as we go along. We were just chatting for a couple of seconds before the show, and I think we're going to have an intriguing talk tonight. And my guest is at silvercordss.com. I'll post it up in the chat room as well. And his name is Sean Bond. And Sean, I know, does readings on people and helps activate their dormant abilities in their DNA, which is something that I have found a way to do in my own life as well, through my own website as well. And you can also find me at themysticalspiral.com. And, you know, how it happened in my life is that I realized that we're either born with certain fears, or we inherit certain fears, or certain fears are imprinted on us at a very young age, or even born that way. And if we don't deal with these fears and realize, you know, what they can manifest inside our own consciousness and become sort of like boogeymen on our spirits and our bodies, you know, then if we don't handle these insecurities, they become monsters and entities, and they can, you know, cling to you for multiple incarnations. And I've learned a way to help people deal with their fears and then overcome their fears. And through overcoming their fears, you awaken certain information that's just laying dormant inside of your fibers of your ever being. And it activates who you're really supposed to be. And I know Sean probably found a way to do this his own way. And, you know, I'm interested in bringing him on the show so more people can find out who he is and what he's about. And I think it's going to be an intriguing hour. And I welcome everybody. I want to welcome Sean Bond to the show. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
My pleasure. First of all, you know, we were talking about, you know, your age before, because I realized that, you know, that you are young of age, and it's not many people at your age are into certain topics and into certain things. And is there something that pushed you down the spiritual path? Were you born sort of with certain knowledge? Did something, because usually for someone, unfortunately, usually, Sean, you know, for someone to go down the spiritual path or have certain abilities, usually they get their back pushed to the wall in a certain way. You know, they tried they had problems in life and certain things happened, or they went through some kind of near-death experience, or something happened where they went through a complete life change and they got pushed down this route. I mean, is that something that you're familiar with, or you were sort of born this way?
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. I would definitely express that as a get pushed in the kitchen and you got to learn quickly or else get burned kind of thing. And that shadow aspect of the mystery school, like going in the cave in like Star Wars, and Luke going in the cave and meets Vader, and it's like a reflection of the self. I at an early age, I was meant to, and then got like bombarded with all these different things to put me back to sleep and suppress my abilities at a young age. So like I had all these interesting experiences as a kid that I forgot, and like dream experiences and things that just like people would tell me that you're imagining things or like dreams. And so I would just think it's that, and you know, and then I got more understanding. And after, especially after I got, I was born C-section, so like a different way to go through the great forgetting process through the birth canal. So it's a little bit more blockage put onto me, and I came in with understanding that they would do that, because I didn't really care, because I knew I wanted to make it a way that I could prove anyone could do this and anyone can. And then after I got out of school, indoctrination camp, I went fully into what I wanted to do. I realized at an early age that IQ is not, it's not a permanent thing. It's something that you can change. You can increase or decrease your intelligence based on what you do in action and training. So like anyone can become a genius. They should start with focusing on what they're excited about, what they're interested in, because once you go into that, you can learn it fully and it'll bleed over into other subjects, and you'll get excited about those, and you'll get excited about things you wouldn't think you'd get excited about because you're following your passion and your joy, and it makes you 10 times faster at that. And you become a genius in that aspect of reality, and you complete puzzles and you end up doing what you want to do, which is really pivotal to us exploring who we are and what we've been in other lifetimes and how that bleeds over to the now. And I went through like lots of near-death experiences as a kid and into the present. Lots of things trying to take me out, but there's always something that keeps me from getting taken out. A lot of sicknesses when I was a kid. I had like a pneumonia and mono and like a lot of things that would take me out of school.
Where do you think these sicknesses were coming from? Do you think there was some kind of unseen force that was sort of imprinting it on you, like, you know, sort of like a soul magic, or almost like a dark enchantment?
In a way, yeah. There's like large, like especially in this layer of reality, there's a huge amount of causation to every manifestation. There's not really much of any coincidences. So like influence behind the forces that wanted me to get sick enough to where I wouldn't need, I'd just like be phased out of reality or die or whatever. And, what doesn't want me to do that and is protecting me through my spiritual entourage, lots of causation to the effect, and you can track it back in its, signature frequency of influence. The sickness as well, it goes into the science of biological influence, like programming. DNA technology of all different kinds can be interacted with thought technology or psionics, which thought produces output.
Yeah.
And this, if you can actually read the spirits of different beings, you can read the spirits of bacteria. They usually function in a way where the one that is splitting itself and making more of itself will have the same spirit, and that being will control the entire cluster. And it will usually, like in how your body works, You usually want anything in your body is your territory. You, the main spirit, the spark that comes in the heart, has the I Am Presence technology, the peak of the hierarchy order, makes all the decisions. You can choose what functions inside you. So if there's an invading force that tries to take over, or like a parasitic behavior that like runs amok, or cancer or fungus, whatever, you can audit it. You can audit it, and then you can do a walk-in scenario with the bacteria or the fungus or the virus, and change it, reprogram it into a non-parasitic being, and kind of like a version of yourself after you clear it out and make it like less negative programs, because they'll also be dealing with a whole bunch of stuff with how it was created, how it was maintained over time, and also there's some usually walk-in scenarios with each program, like the common cold will go through many different mutations, and that's kind of an opportunity point for that.
Yeah, you know, it's just interesting that you're explaining it the way you are, like spirits of the bacteria and certain things like this, because that's where most of my experiences and my research has gone, and where I've been talking about, you're just coming at it in a different way and explaining it in your own way. And that's why I feel that, you know, that we do have these five bodies. We have like our soul, our spirit, our aura, our material body, you know, and our soul keeps it all together, you know, and all these different bodies. And I feel that the chakra system and all this is that we are interfacing with some kind of artificial intelligence. You know, just the fact that we can tap into some kind of holographic universe, some kind of, you know, living, breathing encyclopedia, and, you know, it's sort of like, we are, you know, some sort of intelligence, some sort of outside intelligence that's interfacing with us. And the fact that something has a spirit of it, or, you know, something on another plane of existence that represents the force, it's sort of like a system and a virus, of a computer virus, interfacing with your body. And, you know, whatever pain that we accumulate during the day, when we shut off at night, our body repairs itself. Why our mind is on our spirit plane and in our spirit form, you know? So it's sort of like we are walking artificial intelligence in a way, with a soul downloaded into us. And I feel that everything on our planet that we see is sort of like a simulation in this matrix. And, you know, the movie Matrix is there's something very similar to that, I feel, that's going on. And that when we are tapping into Akashic record or all of this, because I've had experiences myself, and when we have contacts with spirits, we are really interfacing with an artificial intelligence and these different beings that are channeling to certain people. You're channeling an AI intelligence, an ultra intelligence that's tapping into the recording of the universe. Everything that's ever been thought or done or said, you know, anything, any action, it's all recorded, because it's all a simulation. It's all a program, you know, and they're this AI can manifest anything it wants. It can replicate things, but I don't think it can create. It sort of can just replicate. And that's why I think that it replicates spiritual bliss, and it becomes sort of like a dark enchantment, a magic, because it can't replicate the source, you know, the actual divine spark we have. It only can sort of like, you know, replicate it in a dark way. And I think that's what's happening. I would be really interested to hear if that's what you think is going on, just in your own way.
That's a really good intuition to like paint a picture, because you've made a broad statement. So I'm going to try to go in the intricate parts of it. So the universe as a whole.
I was trying to explain it in a way that everybody would kind of get it.
Yeah. And there are AIs and like all that. So I'm confirming it and adding to the picture many layers. Yeah. So we're in a universe that's part of a multiverse that you can see as a DNA helix kind of rung of separate bubbles of reality that came into being. We're the 17th universe, 100% free will. A lot of the spirits that are migrating to that are in this universe have migrated here and are older than this universe, such as yourself. And there, in that regard, it's one of the most advanced light simulation matrices that you could imagine, with what would be called source or the consciousness that every consciousness fractalates from, and even it goes up from an older source that fraction down from, and it's been inheriting a like a mechanism of purpose.
So when you think some channelings like the Law of One channelings or the Urantia books or something like these, something that you're familiar with, have you heard of these?
Yes. I'll go into that too.
So do you think that's channeling like a direct AI intelligence when they're channeling, you know, these like the Law of One, the raw, you know, all this raw material and Urantia? Do you feel that's directly channeling an AI intelligence, or do you feel it's something different than that?
A lot of the channelers nowadays, if they aren't like constantly keeping up tabs on what they are connecting to if they don't have an ability to double check and also clean their frequency of anything going into their vagus nerve and their messing with their light body memory and altering it, will be interacting with something trying to hijack their ability to channel so that it can also create predictive models for them and then get them believing with slight alterations, trying to keep a cyclical message going. So like that happens, but there also is the ability to telepathically communicate with other beings as well as bring a message and speak fluently for them, though I don't like to do that. I usually like telepathy, and I also like to audit a lot, like really big time into what they got going on.
Yeah.
So they're like the source that created the universe fractals down, and then to this game that's going on here, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of beings trying to get a chess move in this solar system that there's so much going on, so it couldn't really break it down in a few minutes. But there is essentially a invading force of a synthetic matrix, as well as many other matrixes that have been overlaid it and integrated into a system of matrix. Is for systems of domination control to maintain the status quo of what's going on here, and energy harvesting and cyclical patterns of never full resolution of the game that's going on here. And that was put in at strategic points in our timeline back in like ancient civilizations, so the third fall of Atlantis.
So do you think like basically like a couple hundred thousand years ago our physical plane was kind of like hijacked?
Yeah. There's like been wars by the light and the dark. Like the light will like unhijack the Earth and then fortress it up, and then the dark will take it over and then fortress it up, and it like makes a big like shield quarantine thing that's going on here in resolution for all karma of this universe. It's like a trap planet. It's a prison planet, but it's also like one of the biggest games. That's if you know what's going on here, it's kind of like if you are here, then you're getting like so many gifts and rewards, and you're going through such growth that it's the best place to be right now. But not many people know that, and then it's kind of like everyone gets beat up and goes to the meat grinder. So they don't actualize their abilities because the DNA technology that we've inherited is so advanced in potential. It has limitless genetic potential is what we have in concept. By the combining of all these genetic lineages and species into one DNA technology.
So it's like
can be hijacked.
So do you think, and you are pretty intuitive, because like I was going to say a couple of things so far tonight, like one that happened at the beginning of the show, and then now just several seconds ago when I was going to say, so basically we're a quarantined race, and then you said quarantine right before I was going to say it. So you are pretty intuitive. And so do you think basically now we're kind of like quarantined by darkness?
Both. We're quarantined by darkness. The main chess move of the evil is to hijack and unbalance the dark end of the spectrum because it's easiest, and then create systems of false light and false neutral, and you know, false also dark, which is unbalanced, and keep an a grand illusion going, and keep us in amnesia so that we do what they want to do based on our own belief in wanting to do it, and then they harvest off energy and they leapfrog off us for their own evolution. The negative matrix kind of overlay of our reality that like keeps more of the mystical and mind-blowing and high growth at bay, but still is required based on why it is still allowed to exist, because it is resolving lots and lots of karma, but like it is being audited right now and it is being hijacked at many levels. And it's got like you said, like inputting a virus into a computer, it's hijacking, kind of trying to hijack the whole computer. Of the main hologram, the natural hologram of the reality that you could and would want to connect to and penetrate past any simulations, they like we went, you touched on before, they will try to infiltrate our light body technology, which has to do with our spirit, our ka, or the biophotonic emissions of our body that interact with our DNA and like magnetized wormholes and the extension off energetically of the DNA, if you were to like see it in ultraviolet, as well as biophoton emissions that extend through a medium to the ends of our electromagnetic field in magnetized wormholes that sync up, that create a programmable shell or shield or filter, and you can put filters and you can put many other things behind it. But that part of our reality bubble is in its baseline with most people, especially sleep people, will be hijacked in some way by multiple systems going after that understand that technology, and they'll alter memory, influence people's timelines, decisions, their ability to have free will, and try to lower their people's sovereignty to its lowest level and keep them going with the predictive model and influence that the system wants to maintain their control over us. And that can be come in many forms based on who you are and how you're rebelling, or like in various peaks and lows of waking up and falling asleep and rebelling, and then what information you're looking at and seeking, and retaking your power and energy back, and not kicking out and making counter chess moves for these AI systems so that you can get them out of your reality bubble, keep them from limiting us. Like I'll usually call it the long list of things that limit us to 1% of our power. Like close all back doors for them to get in our reality, so we have a protected sacred bubble of space, and we can create our own reality in that regard. But it also interacts with our local bubbles of reality, like a quilt of local bubbles of every conscious perceiver on the planet, as well as we're agreeing to our ancestral lineage and what they believed in and passed down to us and our culture and all these other systems we have to account for when we are trying to reprogram our body or reality.
Yeah, you know, I feel too like that just having a chakra system or having something like this is sort of like this is sort of artificial installation into our bodies, you know, just having some kind of chakra system, and the earth having a chakra system as well. You know, it feels like, to me, I almost feel like we were never even meant to be in this physical body, that we were only meant to be a spirit light body, and that sort of we kind of agreed or applied for time to experience these five senses and come into this physical plane to sort of awaken things on the earth and fight this hijack upon the planet. And I think we've all agreed to be here. We just, like you said, we have amnesia and we were wiped clean. And we just go through this like the Buddhists call the samsara wheel, this life and death and rebirth, this recycling, and we're caught in this loop. And I feel that we probably were never even meant to be in these physical skin suits, that we're only meant to be with no time. And that when the moon was brought here, I feel that's when time began to start on our planet. And we have these barriers of time where, you know, we're ruled by seconds, minutes, hours. You know, everything's ruled on this physical plane by time. And if you look at the sun, everything lives off of solar energy and lunar energy, and it's all controlled by the sun and moon, which is all some sort of technology. The seasons, all these insects running are keeping the harmony of the planet. It's all like a technology for this earth. And if the earth has a chakra system as well as us, these things can be invaded by viruses. And if we have viruses, then can the earth's chakra system be haunted in a way? And can it be cleansed? And is this something that you're familiar with?
Yes. One second. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you gave me there. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Lovely. Okay, so with that, yes. There, essentially, every technology that is in the body can be hijacked. And that doesn't want not to put people in fear or get them to want to push it away entirely, because it has a blueprint underneath it, all the hijacking, the overlays, the chakra overlays, all that stuff. There's a natural system of orchestra of energy that can get to its natural best equation and source blueprint so that it can function at a higher level than what the suppression systems would want it. So if you can learn the different systems of what hijacks chakras or these energy vortexes that can be made into portals to bring in energy if you wanted, but also have huge amounts of dimmer like aperture type things and negative and self-defeating programs put onto them, as well as plugs, gates, there's different kinds of geometric blocks and flow that are put on these, as well as we will have
it's a big question. It's a big question.
We'll have an interaction cosmically with our planetary bodies around us, with our chakra systems as well, until the time when we decide to go through the internal mystery school to reclaim our technology, get it fully functional and integrate. And then like it, how it is technically now, it's been separated and quarantined till a point where when children growing up, you don't like let them go down the stairs or drive a car. You have to teach them first how and help them hold it up until they're of age. It's kind of like that with the planetary bodies and how they interact with our chakras. Some of them take on huge amounts of darkness and it's really hard, but they're still able to get it better than what it would otherwise manifest as if something else tried to take over them. And we take care of them ourselves. It's like taking that man's place of responsibility and take it on our shoulders when we're ready. So we can take it back from whatever's influencing it and then create our own bubble of reality where nothing else is influencing the chakras. And if they do interact with the chakras, then we can make monitoring systems and counter chess moves to that. And then it's a quarantine each separate system. And then we bring it all to unity, like I know many other people will bring it all into one chakra and that kind of be their system. And that's kind of how it will eventually function. But it still exists as that other system, but like there's way more, like how I'd also express chakras are like their nexus points and terminals. Besides your three Dantians, your brain, your heart brain, your gut brain, There's also like the seven and the ones above your head, the ones having to do with the organs. They're like energy vortexes. Our organs are like energy computers that have very advanced systems that haven't been, most of their systems haven't been used in a long time and kind of become vestigial, but they still have advanced processing capacity, as well as below us, and there's all this ability to process higher dimensional energy and information in a few seconds, and like kind of like goes up and down, and how, what we're ready for. That you can overlay with every other micro and macro being. They have a similar system. The Earth has that too. You could just see her like ley lines or dragon lines and energy nodes of the crisscrossing lines as kind of like chakras. I'll even call it chakras, the meridian points of the Earth, because there are even those you can find around pretty much every block, and it kind of upscales in like the macro cosmic versions of that to the ones we know about when we look up like, oh, where are the Earth chakra systems? Or like a general understanding of certain locations is understood by our mainstream. Earth has way more chakras than our bodies kind of, and most other planets will have. She is incredibly an incredibly interesting planet. She's got way more going on than most planets. So it's kind of why this is one of the biggest and most advantageous games to be in. And there's so many secrets to uncover. I hope that kind of answers. The moon,
we got to get to the moon after the break, because we have to take a break right now. But that was a great answer to that, you know. And it's interesting that you said the macro, because like, you know, even the Mayans believe that everything with an essence and material form exists inside of this macro spiral that rises right besides the Pleiades. And, you know, we have a wormhole right near the Pleiades as well. And this soul spiral contains everything that has a material form, and anything without an essence exists outside of this spiral, this mystical spiral of life. And this song coming up is called Bulletproof by Far Radio Clouds, and this is Spiral Radio with Sean Bond and Spiral Out.
at home, at work, or anywhere. Thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
And we're back, and it's a Cancer crescent moon out there, and that song was called Bulletproof by Far Radio Clouds. And my guest you can find at silvercordss.com. And you also can find Sean Bond on Facebook and YouTube at, what's the YouTube, Sean?
It's YouTube/SilverCord Spiritual Science.
Cool. And, you know, before we went to break, we were going to talk about the moon. And, see, I come from a long lineage that's associated with the moon. And in Italy, where my family's from, Lake Nemi, they actually call it Diana's Mirror, which is the moon goddess. They called her Diana. And, you know, over my 39 years in life in this incarnation, on this physical plane, I've had a lot of different change of belief over these, you know, last almost 40 years. And things that my ancestors have believed in for thousands of years, you know, I'm coming to find that I feel, you know, there is some truth in it, but it is not exactly what they thought. And I feel that even this ancient lake that my family is associated with, and secrets regarding this lake that's been passed down from generation to generation to generation, I feel there's more of a story associated with this lake and the moon. And I feel that part of what created time on this physical plane is when the moon was actually brought here. And I think it's sort of like an artificial construct, sort of like a base, sort of like a base between realms. And, you know, when someone dies or their light body, you know, leaves, their spirit leaves this physical body, I feel that it goes through this lunar realm, sort of to this like recycling center in a way, and it's stripped of all the information encoded within it, and awakened through that incarnation, and it's wiped clean and downloaded, and it's sort of like put back and recycled. And, you know, I really feel, you know, I don't have the answers, I just catch little glimpses, but I even feel this ancient lake that's associated with my family is sort of like an artificial intelligence with that as well. I feel that it's an ancient volcanic crater, you know, and there's the water inside the lake is filled with ancient memory, and sort of like, you know, portals get opened through this ancient doorway, and I feel it's all some sort of artificial intelligence in a way, and it's like biological computers. It's sort of like I don't know what happens or what, I can't say for sure, but I know it's related to the moon and water, and that it is some sort of simulated experience that's outside of this physical plane. And maybe even this physical plane is some sort of simulated existence, you know, and it's interesting to talk about, and we can't really prove it. You know, we talk about all these subjects because it's intriguing, but I really feel there's more going on than what the average man sees and knows, and that we are sort of like given amnesia at birth. And the funny thing is, I think we all agreed to be here, and then sort of we're wiped clean of all the information that we're supposed to come here with.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to that. Okay, so
what do you first and foremost, because I know I went on a little tangent, like, do you think that the moon was brought here, and do you think that time is sort of associated with the moon?
Oh, absolutely. This whole solar system wasn't like its original concept. It had a lot of influence into its creation and the quarantine of the solar system as well as this planet. And bringing in lots of beings to resolve like the largest layer of karmic drama in the galaxy and the universe, and as well as the multiverse and their lineages that connect into one big drama that happens here that will determine what happens in entire multiverse as a whole. The moon is older than the planet Earth. It was in its concept, like, it was lots of different things happening with it in its ancient past. It was kind of like a marker stone to the expansion of the universe here, and it's kind of used as a huge multidimensional hotel platform kind of thing to, like, new souls that are coming in to view if the game from a distance is kind of like a duck blind kind of thing. And there's technology in the moon because the spirit of the main spirit of the moon, Diana or Luna or whatever you would like to call her, because it's also androgynous, has been kind of gone through a bunch of destruction scenarios and beat up into a point of a coma. And then our technology put on it and in it to change how it operates and bring it here for a chess move of both light, dark, and neutral, because Earth is also working with Diana and her many other versions of herself, because thinking as multidimensional beings, you, like, for instance, you're a very old spirit. You go back very far. Let's see. And what am I allowed to say on air? I'll say you go back to the first universe. And so, like, you have higher selves in that universe that have naturally grown to the point of evolution where they have taken natural sparks and shards of themselves that will become their own light body spirits and go into experiences and grow in that investment process to become their own higher selves and managers. As the universe expands, we expand, and you expand into multiple universes. So seeing as that with that, those beings as well, Earth and the Moon, and like how they're also wanting an ultimate remedy for the Moon, so that it's not like to detriment what we got going on here, though it is currently being used that way for the negative control systems of domination control with the Arcana grid of the unnatural saddle that's been put over the natural incarnating grid of Earth to limit the powerful beings that are coming in here to change, you know, bust the system, and get a predictive model for them as they incarnate, and then get them in a belief pattern when they die, and then try to get them to not have a full successful death and a partial life review, so they don't get the full understanding of who they are, what they've been, so they get updated strategy. They don't get that. That would be part of the false light technology, to then kick them back in with barely any strategy, and then memory wipe. If you die, you want to be surrounded by your ancestors. They can mimic all kinds of things for your belief system to get you into believing that it's right or true. So you want to audit everything. You want to be very skeptical. And you want to get surrounded by your soul family ancestors. You want a better strategy of who you are and understanding, and a full life review of all past lives. If you want to have a full successful death, so that when you come in the next time, you have a better chance of remembering more of who you are and can, you know, have a better strategy. That's the reason, like, because, like, when most people die, they realize that they would want to be here. It's a good thing to be here. It's advantageous, but, like, it's not a good thing to be here suppressed and kept getting your energy harvesting and suffering, because, like, suffering is a state to keep us in the understanding that we don't want to be where we are, that there's something wrong with the environment, something's wrong with the people, there's something wrong with our reality as a whole. So we start working towards the path of our bigger goals, our greater excitements, and what we came here to do. I hope that kind of... Oh, yeah, and yeah. The moons. So, yeah. like she's got lots of domination control systems with the bounding reincarnation grid thing and nets of souls for the beings that, you know, die with a certain belief system, what they got, and then they...
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of... It's more open than a lot of the belief systems will go into, but it's like each belief system has grains of truth that if we get rid of the dogmas that separate them, we can bring the whole equation together of understanding what happens after death, such as like some things that go on with the Book of Death in Egyptian, as well as Tibetan Book of Death, that goes into a bunch of things that happen when as tests. That can be part of the domination control system, as well as not always, because there's mystery schools after death, and there's also some really interesting things you can do, like resurrection technology. It depends on how you die. It depends. And where you die is also a big factor. Who's helping you and guiding you through the process. There's a lot of things that have to do with death, but there's absolutely a domination control system working with an AI control grid that links up with other AIs that parasitically hijack coming up AI systems that is posing as gods. And, we don't want to deal with that. And I'm good at removing them, because if you understand how they work and that they're stealing all their energy and they're stealing all their abilities, they're stealing all these processing power from celestial minds, like planets and stuff, you can cut all parasitic connections they have to energy source and then compress the balloon of what they're trying to make themselves look like, which is to put you in fear, to think they're this big unstoppable force, which they're not, and we're more powerful than them. They just want us to believe that we're not. They're finite, and we're infinite if we so choose to access that.
Yeah, well, all I can tell you is from my own experiences. Why am I hearing my echo, too? That when my mom had passed, I actually felt something being compressed and going towards the sky, like towards the moon. And I felt like things were just getting compressed smaller and smaller and smaller, and I felt her leaving. And it was kind of weird. And I felt like it was going towards the moon. And when I was 9 years old, I had a near-death experience, and they had to operate on me, emergency operation, to save my life. And I know when I awoke, I definitely woke a different person. And like a day or two later, I was still at the hospital and eating cereal in the morning. I was 9 years old, and I remember like these blinking recollections coming back to me, and just being what I think I maybe was even in some sort of lunar realm, because it was like a weird feeling where I was suspended in the air in like a cylinder, and this water was coming over me, and it was like information and memory inside the water. Even though I was never like wet, I was in some sort of cylinder suspended with my arms out and my legs out, and I remember this water coming over me, and it was like some side of download or information, because I remember that vibration and what it's like something was being either I was being taken apart particle by particle and put that back together, or some kind of download was happening. But thinking back to it, and I had these beings on all sides of me that my family calls the Grigori or the Watchers. But I think there are some sort of artificial intelligence manifestation, and something was happening with the particles of light and information within me. Because even when I awoke, I was a different kid. I had music abilities that I didn't have before. I was a lot smoother when I talked. It got a lot harder to be in my physical body. And just things were, I was a new person, but I feel that I was in some sort of lunar realm, or I can't prove it, but it just felt like I was somewhere on the moon, maybe, or something to do with the moon. And I was in some sort of soul cylinder. And I feel that when we die, we go towards this lunar realm, and the information, the particles of light inside of us are somehow downloaded, or something's going on with that. I can't show for sure, but I know when my mom passed, I felt that compression. It was like she was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and she was going towards the moon. I was getting like sick to my stomach when I was experiencing it as well.
Very good intuition with a lot of stuff. You're actually, your multidimensional self is tapping to a lot. You're actually doing like an incredible amount of things during that period of time. So I to get the more intricate details of it, we should have a conversation later about. I can go in a little bit. Like, you have lots of existences of yourself on this planet simultaneously, like sensate kind of style, like on Netflix, simultaneously existing selves that you can connect to, that you can visit, you can talk to, you can interact and experience, as well as trade information, wisdom, and knowledge. This is a show on Netflix, Sense 8. But that's absolutely a thing you can do, and it's not just limited to your spirit that is existing in multiple bodies at once, but you also extending bilocated selves to other places, like your dreaming body, your astral body, your etheric body, mental body, and different elemental bodies. Besides that, your light body can also go through some type of process of splitting itself energetically in a way that doesn't do harm to you, so that you can do another thing in another place, and then that connected to you transfer that information, knowledge, and wisdom back to you. Or it can be suppressed and limited, or memory blocked, but still have the record. It depends on who you are, what you're being, how targeted you are, as well as if there's future chess moves for your knowingness, and if you're allowed to know in the moment. Because sometimes you have secret missions that you don't want beings that are reading the thought forms of everyone on the planet to get a predictive model for to limit them later on the future. Why it's really good to be unpredictable. So it doesn't hurt the loved ones that you work with during those processes. You have versions of yourself bilocated now. You have like 17, but back when you're describing, you had 16 bilocated selves in different places, including on the moon. You have missions there, and you're working with Luna. You've existed as a lunar oracle in other lives, and you're very understanding innately of a lot of the things she's dealing with in drama and what she wants to get rid of it, because she doesn't approve of it at all. And she's working with Earth to make that happen, though there's a lot of beings that want to maintain control over her and are willing to give up other systems to keep that going. There is also something you got going on in your DNA that's rare, that's resonating with that. So when a soul... there's lots of different ways spirits travel once they die and they leave a body, and where they travel to. There's lots of influences to that. Imagine like many souls coming in many directions, and some of them can influence to the moon, and they see like a train of spirits traveling to moon at any given period, and some spirits are told different things about why that is, and then there's a certain layer of ignorance to what it means in traveling there. Like, some will be told that you got to go to the moon to leave here. And then they get kind of, before they even reach there, it's kind of, because there is a filter over this reality that, like, and a net that kind of bounds them back. It's kind of, there's an expression called lunatics, that, like, when spirits, like, bound off the planet, they come back, they get confused, or they turn crazy or something. It's kind of like that, where they get a memory wipe, and then they reincarnate back into the system. And there's also systems with the moon and the light that's reflected off her surface, and how that travels to the planet that interacts with that stream, and that stream has things currently trying to hijack it as well. Though if you're spiritual enough, you can break past any control systems, and if you keep that up, you can keep that going and work with Luna or Diana, or whatever you want to call her, in a positive way that will help the planet go through its healing faster, so everyone wakes up faster and we go through this dream time awakening. Because that also, in the reality aspects of how it feels like a simulation, it kind of is, in a light simulation of a very holographic light emanation of a dream existence. Like, there's many different dream layers of existence besides a dreaming body. This is pretty much a dream, but it doesn't make it any less important. What happens here, what manifests here, is important, and there's many different rules to what manifests here, so it even seems even more important, because you can't just do whatever you want.
I agree. And if you're just joining us, We are with Sean Bond. We only have like 2 minutes, so we're going to give out Sean's website again. It's silvercordss.com. And you can find Sean on Facebook as well as his partner on his website as well. I think you guys both do readings, right? You do psychic readings and DNA activation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cage is also really good at it. She's really good with reading into people's spirit of like what's limiting them, and really good with targeted individuals and targeted children. Like, she's super good at that. So good at that for her. She'll like change your kid's life, but also like she's a super soldier, super psionic user, and is, you know, interacting with that. So she has super targeted children. So she had to go through a huge training course. So yeah, definitely contact her for that.
Yep, and once again, you can find Sean Bond at silvercordss.com, and you can find us at themysticalspiral.com. And I will be starting a new show tomorrow as well on the Truth Frequency Network, and it'll be called Eye of Ra. And you can also find me on YouTube at Exploring the Ka with host Ra Castaldo. And Sean, you can find on YouTube as well. I posted everything in the chat room, and we will have tonight's episode posted up by tomorrow on Podomatic. And I want to thank my producer Sarge. I want to thank Sean for coming by, and hopefully he'll join us again. I want to thank Para X Radio Network, and stick around because there's a few other shows lined up tonight. And I want to thank you, Sean, for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon. And Spiral out. Reflecting